The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
something wow, fab and groovy on Liberty Records. Flights of Fancy, preceded by Pandora's Box from The Ventures. And we're kind of spread across the top of the hour at the moment. We began, must have been on the other hour, David McWilliams and This Side of Heaven, and then Jackie Mittu put it on. I've been trying to put it on all day and get it together today, but it's just not working out. These are some of the 60 singles released on the 3rd of May 1968. Now, clip clopping along in the background, we're going to hear The Muffin Man from The World of Oz on DRAM. Contained by the immortal line, have a muffin now and then you won't forget me.
Black and white rainbows took
It was Peter's birthday, and he dreamt of black and white rainbows that took him away on DRAM Records, the World of Oz. The A-side which we played was The Muffin Man, and over a period of possibly only 1 year, I managed to collect all of the World of Oz singles. Yes, The Muffin Man. We do play big hits sometimes, but only by chance if it was released in this particular week. And on the 3rd of May 1968, when 60 singles were released, we had a massive record that was absolutely huge. Look, this just about sums up the kind of day I'm having.
Let's head to the unknown region with Chris.
Yeah, I think I've run out of steam. However, I can still present the big hits to you. This is Moni Moni. Moni Moni, one of my favourite Beach Boys singles was Friends. And sometimes there was a reason why records in Campkins Records were in the bargain bin. And in this case, it was because Friends, it wasn't pressed off centre, but the label had been applied disastrously off centre. It was stuck just as any label would be, except it was stuck into the grooves, which made it very difficult to hear the last half of the single. I'm not going to inflict that upon you, but this is that song.
We did love.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
words that you say. Strongly I hear you, but every promise seems to fade away. Who is that clown who walks in the steps of my shadow? Is it the man who does what he can but never does it right? How can I? Reasoning or asking why, only to prove I love you deeply with the sun in my eyes. I love you deeply with the sun in my eyes. I love you deeply with the sun.
On the Pi record label, a single that was from a group called Shadell, singing a Bee Gees tune, With the Sun in My Eyes. And on the other side, Goodbye, Thimble Mill Lane, with a similar Bee Gees voice, but not. It was an original Shadell tune. And we began, no, we went way back, let's see, Beach Boys, Friends. Yes, we've been friends now for so many years through the good times and the tears, dim dippity. Terry Reid, after that, Better by far. Now, that was the A side. We heard the B side, Fires Alive, on the Columbia record label. And Terry Reid, pretty certain, my memory, he was considered to be the vocalist for Led Zeppelin at the time. Let's check his voice out again. This is Better by far. I could be better by far. But Terry Reid.
Better by far to turn and go your way with him, stay with him and let him know the things that I can never know, the way things are. Said it's better by far. Tell myself it's been worthwhile to try to smile and let him turn the key to lock away this aching heart. By far.
try as I may to make believe my heart was wrong. The pain grows up, and as we say goodbye, I hold my head up high until you've gone. What?
once again excavating a seam of endless vinyl. It's not rubbish, it just didn't get anywhere. These are the new singles that were released on the 3rd of May 1968. There were 60 of them on that day. Some did get into the charts. It's inevitable that each week we will find one or two that do. But the executives, that was, Tracy Took a Trip, CBS Records, before that, the Cedars, that's C-E-D-A-R-S in this country, but over at the far end of the Mediterranean, where they came from, S-E-A-D-E-R-S, the Cedars. Anyway, Decca Records, I Like the Way, and that is one that resides behind me in my singles box. And before that, the Uniques and Speak No Evil, Island, the White Label, and Shadell we heard, and Terry Reid, of course, better by far. And I was alluding to the fact that it's not been one of my best weeks this week, but fear not, we will be back next week doing it all over again with a completely different set of records. The fleur-de-lis, the gong with the luminous nose. Now, you might think that should be the gonk, because gonks were around in the 60s. Polydor Records. This one is apparently worth £511, and at 45cat.com, which we often refer to, apparently the dong with the luminous nose was from an Edward Lear nonsense poem. Anyway, nevertheless, fleur-de-lis, gong with the luminous nose. £511. In fact, so sought after is that fleur-de-lis single, Gong with the Luminous Nose, but there's been a bootleg reproduction copies made, 2005. Beware, if you're searching it out, it has a large centre. The B-side, Hammerhead. We'll be right back.
can see, living in a tree. In the sycamore hole, all alone on his throne. Wish he had a comb to comb his graying hair. I know a man who lives by the sea. He sees things as they ought to be, living by the sea. In his house on the sand, can understand why he sits there so grand while they waste their lives away. I know a man who lives in a shell. He sees things of which he cannot tell, living in a shell. In his tortoiseshell room, writing songs in the tune to help him pass the hour. In his tortoise shell room, writing songs with no tune to help him pass the
The focal point on DRAM Records, sounding vaguely Pink Floyd-ish, and Sycamore Sid it was called, I wonder. Because the vocal sounds a little bit Pink Floyd-ish as well.
The man lives in a tree, he sees things no one else can see.
Anyway, this is Gordon Jackson, but surely not that Gordon Jackson on Marmalade Records and Day at the Cottage.
He lives in a dream, he's neither calm nor obscene. Say
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Nobody cares about your slip on the stairs. Everybody's thinking about what is theirs. Makes you want to smile to see them making with the style. Me, I'm delighted.
We'll meet you now and we'll meet you again.
For a date, see a big fat money man that's trying to beat the rush. He'll never make it.
We'll meet you now and we'll meet you again.
Sleeping in the sun, and a corner cop waits for promotion to come. He liked to enforce the law with a sawn-off shotgun. How are we gonna stop him?
We'll meet you now.
To Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
My life means nothing without you. You're everything I try to do.
But you gotta see how it's gonna be.
Many thanks for listening to me one more time. Chris Bent, as we've headed toward the unknown region, gone back in time to the 3rd of May 1968 and played some of the 60 new singles that came out on that day. We heard the Focal Point and Sycamore Sid, which has also been subject to the bootleg treatment, so rare is it. Then Gordon Jackson on Marmalade Records, Day at the Cottage. On Polydor, it was You Outside from Dave Justin, and that was, we've just heard, The Montanas and Someday. In brackets, You'll Be Breaking My Heart Again on Pi Records, and that's what I'll be doing very shortly when I leave you. Finally, we'll have Moon having heard Someday from Montana's. This is Someday Girl on Liberty Records, and we might squeeze out of the toothpaste of pop Pinkertons and Mike Sedgwick. I'll be seeing you.
Day by day, feel good and sing my own songs when and where.